Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
Hey, it's Wolfman Mac with Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema. We host classic B, horror, and sci-fi movies. All the good stuff that you grew up with as a kid. And we show them every single month here in the Detroit area. But guess what, boys and girls? It's coming to you soon via the internet. To find out more, visit www.nightmarecinema.com. That's S-I-N-E-M-A. It's Wolfman Mac. Scare you later, babies. This is Ghostly Talk.
Since 1987, Mark Kimmel, the author of Trillion, Decimal, and Creating the Cosmic Paradigm, has studied the messages provided by extraterrestrials. Utilizing disciplines learned during his business career, he avoids the sensational and fear-riddled perspectives that plague many who get trapped in the UFO and ET phenomena and the secrecy and misinformation surrounding it. By focusing on the messages from the extraterrestrials in both his writing and speaking, Mark gets to the heart of the matter and presents an enlightened vision for the future of our planet. Unwilling to ignore the reality of our current devolution, Mark examines its causes and implications. The website is www.cosmicparadigm.com. And, of course, we would like to welcome, very, very much welcome...
Welcome back.
Back, Mark Kimmel to Ghostly Talk. Welcome.
You know, it's always a pleasure to come and talk with you guys. This is fun. I look forward to it. So I'm very glad to be here. Thank you for having me back.
Well, I have to say thank you so much because you've opened our minds, and I hope that you've opened up the minds of some listeners too. And because the books themselves are just they really are page turners. You sit there and you just can't put them down. And when you realize what you've done and why you've done it, it adds like 50 layers of meaning to those stories and what they really mean to us today. It's great work, Mark, and I have to say you've taught us a lot.
Well, thank you very, very much. And you know, my role in all of this is I'm kind of like the intermediary at this point in time, because what's happened to me since I've published the books, and you know, I wound up a third one last September. Or a fourth one last September called One,
yeah.
Is now I am on a more or less daily basis having direct communication with some extraterrestrials, you might call them. I call them my brothers and sisters. They're from another planet, and I'm having daily communications with, you might call her an angel. I call her a celestial. And that information, I transcribe and I post that at cosmicparadigm.com under Mark's Corner, kind of an innocuous little place to post stuff. But, oh my gosh, the stuff that is coming out, it's just unbelievable.
Well, you know, last time you were on, it wasn't too long ago. I think we had you actually on the show about a month ago, and we got into so much stuff, and that's why you're back tonight.
Right? Yeah,
we got to bring you
we
back.
We have
you
to
know.
Continue that.
And it's been so.
Hey,
go ahead, Mark.
I think I could come back, you know, once a month for the rest of the year, and we'd have plenty to talk about.
Oh, I believe that.
Well, yeah, I mean, kind of continuing from where we were at last time, you know.
Yeah,
well, change.
I mean, here's the thing.
Well, all we hear since Obama got put in office, everything we hear about is change, change, change. And, you know, maybe that's the right direction. I mean, obviously, change is a good direction, I think, always. Well, go ahead, Doug.
Well,
I'm not making any points
but
here.
But right now, when I go into work,
yeah.
Or when I pick up the phone, it's or when you turn on the TV,
yeah.
Negative, negative. It's all blah. You know, is anybody excited about our future? Is any positive changes going on, or is anything going to be positive ever?
At all?
Well, yeah, the answer is yes. And what these folks, and there were two of them, Justine and Marini, and they are from the planet Sepsten, which is a planet that goes and rotates around the star Altair, all right, which is out there. And you can look up Altair on the Internet, and you can find exactly where it is. And I'm not going to try to explain it. It's a whole lot easier to go on the Internet and figure it out. Anyway, what they did is they said, look, we're from this planet. We went through what you people went through a few years ago, and we want to tell you what it's like on the other side. And so they spent three or four postings that I did right after the first of the year explaining what it's like on the other side after we get through with this. And for me, that's really, really positive. So there's one positive indication, and that's the messages that are coming through. And they're not just coming to me. They're coming to all kinds of people at this point in time, just ordinary people, and then some people that have dedicated their lives to getting these messages out. But what's happening is the pace of the messages are stepping up. And so on April 8th, I posted something on Mark's Corner, and I said, I got a message back in March that said, look, it looks like it we're going to get some kind of a big event happening between now and like the end of September. And so then I went and checked with some other friends of mine who are getting messages, and they said, whoa, Mark, it's going to happen much sooner than that. It's going to happen this summer. So then I went and went down to Costa Rica, and I'm down there, and I'm giving a workshop, and I'm meeting all these wonderful people in Costa Rica, and two or three of them, they've been getting these messages since they were little kids. And they said, Mark, it's going to be July. So then I come home back to Colorado, and I check in with two other friends of mine who are getting information from the Celestials. And they say, Mark, this is going to happen this summer. There's some kind of a very important event that's going to take place, and it's going to be very positive depending upon where you're coming from. I mean, if you think everything is fearful, it's probably going to be fearful. If you think that things can have a bright side and you're willing to look at the bright side, then it's going to be very positive. But it is all about change, because change is the only constant in the whole universe.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are scared of change, obviously, because change delves into things with the unknown and uncertainty. And I keep saying this over and over again, you know, that uncertainty always seems to equal death for people.
And you know what's like really interesting is when I go to work 8 hours a day or 10 or 15 sometimes, and you've been subjected to this too, Scott, and I know, Mark, you know, coming from the boardroom, you have probably either preached this or been subjected to it.
Yeah.
They always try and make you do this, what do they call it,
positive reinforcement?
Well, there's positive reinforcement. It's different. It's continual improvement.
Oh, continuous improvement.
Continuous improvement. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like this business idea.
Well, in business, that means do your job cheaper and faster. But
right. Yeah. See, that's the thing. Yeah. You feel when you're at work, it's a negative thing. But when you're at home and you're working on your spiritual life or your intellectual side or your art side or your, you know, even your home, and
yeah,
you want to increase the value of your home and you want to feel proud, you know, continuous improvement is not a bad thing.
No, it isn't.
So even something as idealistic as a process,
I think
change,
the private sector actually took that idea from personal lives of people. I think that's an idea, a concept, an ideology that was taken and adapted into the business world.
Right.
I mean, that's what,
yeah,
that's
they
what
always
supposed
warp
to do.
It. They always warp it. But see, even that is a program of change,
yeah,
with an outcome that would be better, right?
Well, continuously better, yeah.
And yet people are still, Mark, scared of change. No matter what they say, oh, vote for change. Oh, I can't do this anymore. No matter what they say.
Well, I hear people preaching that, but
scary.
Yeah, I hear people preaching that, but then when you go, hey, here's something we might be able to do better with ourselves. Here's an idea. There's just constant opposition to change. Because, well, look, we're comfortable being the way we are right now.
And what happens, Mark? Have you gotten any indication what happens if something doesn't change?
Well, that's a good question. Let me go back to one thing.
Yeah.
and I don't know whether it was Doug or Scott that said it, and that is that people feel comfortable. You know, there are people that are absolutely miserable with their lives, and yet they are afraid to change. You know, it's like I'm comfortable in my discomfort. You know, I've got a lousy life, but, you know, I'm all screwed up, and I've got marital problems, I've got financial problems, but I don't really want to go and change anything because change, oh, that's a big unknown. And so there is something we've all got to contend with. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of people are scared to change, even if change is, you know, going to be the best thing that ever happened to them in their whole lives.
Well, yeah, I think, and there's people that are just, I mean, I've said that before on the show here, Mark, there's people, and I've met and known people and worked with people like this who are absolutely, their life is not meaningful to them unless they are completely miserable, it seems like, and they don't want to change that. They don't want to try to remove that misery or that stress, and that's what they have to talk about every day. That's what keeps things, I guess, exciting for them. Where it seems to me, like with Doug, we were talking before the show here, you know, hey, you know, we catch up before the show, and hey, what's going on, how was your week and whatnot, and I said, you know, not really much to say, I'm not, no drama, you know, I don't have a lot to talk about.
Right.
So I go and put people into three categories, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And granted that this is painted with a broad brush, but anyway, I look upon people as having, you know, falling into one of three categories. One, they're operating from a place of love. And love means that, look, I'm approaching life, and, you know, I'm interested in peace. I'm interested in getting along with people. I'm interested in everybody's having, you know, everybody's general welfare. I'm not looking out necessarily for number one. You know, I'm really a pretty good person. And then there's the opposite extreme, and these are the people that are really selfish, and they are just out for number one. And we all know who those people are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they turns out that they're quite successful at amassing wealth and power and comfort. And they basically put on a suit of armor every day, and they don't really care about anybody else. And so that's kind of the opposite extreme. And then in the middle is all the people that are asleep, and they really don't understand what's going on at all, and that's probably about 90% of the population.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it is a bell curve like that, absolutely, between the two extremes. I absolutely agree. So, but the people who are afraid of change, the people who don't, what happens if we just continue on course and nobody changes, and we keep polluting, and we keep ignoring the messages that we get from out there, and we keep ignoring, you know, from extraterrestrials, and we keep it, just keep going and doing what we're doing selfishly, riddling the planet with our bizarre ways.
Well, not to fall back into that discussion we had the last time
right. We
visited, okay, because we want to get onto the positive side of this, but basically the ETs are telling us, look, your environment is more screwed up than you can imagine, and you're within a hair's breadth of everything going to pot. And number two, your monetary system and economy is in deep dookie. And, you know, it's worse than anybody in the newspaper business or TV or anything like that is willing to talk about, because they want to keep a positive spin on this so they can stay in business. And, you know, things are much worse than you realize. So the answer to your question is, if we don't do anything, it's all over. That's
and right. And that really should be a reason for.
Wait a minute! It's all over. Right? I mean, let's get, if we can get specific here, possibly. You say it's all over.
Well, we don't want to dwell on the doomsday. We want to dwell on positive change and bring it up. And
well, and I'm all about
but
that.
But I did want to start from a place where
is McDonald's going to close? I mean, McDonald's.
Oh my gosh! Well, that's
screwed.
It. Yeah, we'd be done.
Yeah.
No,
no, go ahead, Doug.
I just wanted to say, you know, folks who are scared of change, scared of continuous improvement in your personal life, spiritual life, you know, your artistic side, your, you know, if you're scared of that, the alternative is not that bright. Because it sounds like it's not going to continue.
Yeah.
Somebody said, if you want to keep getting what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that probably 99%. But there is that 1% where if something happens that you are not in control of.
Yeah.
And you keep doing what you're doing and getting what you're getting. Eventually, you'll keep doing what you're doing, and you're not going to get anything for it. Or you're going to be, you know...
Story of my life. Yeah, anyways.
So, there is a little bit.
Over and over again, we keep getting the message. And I think Einstein said it, and then a lot of other people have said it. You can't solve the problem based on doing it from the same old way you used to be doing. You have to go and have new thinking, new ways. And basically what we're getting from the ETs and from the Celestials is, look, people, it's time to wake up. You've been at this for thousands of years trying to make life better here on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen unless we figure out a totally new way of operating. So that's the big message that I'm getting.
I see.
And we've got to go, and yes, you have to go and recognize the truth. The truth is coming out about all... You know, all the misdeeds of everybody in government, about the torture, about the depression, you know, on and on and on. And you can get so wound up in that that you go into fear, and that, you know, that makes you unable to act. What I want to go and try to convince people of is that it is very possible to step away from that and come from a whole different place in your life, call it spiritual, call it love. I don't care what name you put on it, but that's what we've got to do unless we just want to continue to be asleep.
Well, and I think that's absolutely right. I think that we do have to improve ourselves. We have to rise ourselves up. And I think it's probably time, because there is the whole 2012 thing that's pretty scary. There's the messages that you're getting, Mark. It's time to start looking at this stuff
and really
thinking about it and taking it to heart and
yeah.
acting like the adult civilization we're supposed to be.
What were we talking about the first half hour of this show tonight? You know,
right?
I mean,
positive changes.
Yeah, and it's something that it isn't just, you know, globally. It goes down to just our little radio show here. We do, you know, where I feel something, you know, and Doug feels something. Like, okay, we're coming to this point. We feel we need to make a change. And I know the both of us, we embrace that all the time.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have been doing this show as long as we have. We had to embrace change. So it's happening. I feel it happening, Mark. I feel that, yeah, if we want to keep doing this show and keep doing this show the way we feel it should be done, for example, right, you know, we're going to have to make some changes. And I think if we want to keep progressing as a race of people globally, all over the world, like we're talking about here, we do have to make some changes, because things they've gotten to the point now. And I heard somebody say this at the gym not too long ago. They said, you know, I'm like, well, yeah, this recession. And I think I already heard you say it one time, Mark. So we got this recession going. But you know what recession means? When the media says it's a recession, that means we're actually in a depression when they admit we're in a recession. So, yeah. Things are gotten to the point now where, yeah, we are at a breaking point, I think, Mark, and there has to be a change. People need to, I don't know.
Well, there is going to be a change whether we want it or not.
What is it?
I think that's the message that's coming at us, is that, look, there is going to be a change. You better get ready for it, whether you want it or not,
yeah.
And there's two different ways you can approach it. You can either approach it from a place of fear, or you can approach it from a very positive place, that this change is going to result in something that is so much better than we've ever had before. Now, I know we're going into a break here in a little while.
Oh my God, I wasn't even paying no attention. Thanks, Mark.
That's the thing.
We're going to put Mark on the show here. He's doing a better job than I am.
Talking to you, Mark. Yeah.
So what I want to do when we get back is I will read you what I have been given as to what the next stage of this planet looks like. And it's very detailed. It's like there's like 10 points here.
Ooh.
And it's very detailed. It's exactly what it's going to look like, because that's what happened on this other planet. And they have said, look, this is what's going to be like, maybe not exactly, but pretty much like what you can expect.
Ooh, okay. Well, you know, we'll go to break a couple minutes earlier here just to kind of keep things nice and uniform.
Because the and you can decide, you know, on the break, you can, you know, say, hey, it's either fear or love.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and so I guess you're going to have to choose. And so after we hear these 10 points, we'll be more ready to choose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, and you know, and the people who want to come back and listen to this from a place of love, it's really wonderful. And the people that want to come back and listen to it from a place of fear, it's like, oh my God, I'm not ready for that. It's going to be real interesting. So
yeah.
I hope everybody comes back because this stuff is so interesting and so detailed. I mean, it's amazing.
Let's listen to the paranormal news with our buddy Bonnie, who was just here earlier. Yeah, we'll check out the paranormal news. We'll come back with Mark Kimmel and talk about all this interesting stuff. We'll be right back after this.
Ghostly Talk!
What are we made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
Wow, I keep shaking this ball and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? KarmaCast has answers. Check out KarmaCast.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
Welcome to Paranormal Headline News, produced by Genesis Creations Entertainment. I'm your host, Bonnie Vent. This is Bonnie Vent. Do you need a celebrity to promote your product or service? Planning a big event and want that little extra star power? Want to have lunch or dinner with the cast of Leave It to Beaver or dinner in a concert with Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits? Then go to Genesis Creations Entertainment at www.genesiscreations.biz and book us today. Dr. Keku is my own personal scientific hero. Here's a clip on the topic of communication from space. Special thanks goes out to Dr. Keku for the use of the clip. His website is mkeku.org.
Many scientists look at the SETI program and they say, see, we've scanned the heavens and we see no evidence of any intelligent life in outer space. Well, I don't think so. I don't think that perhaps in the next century we'll find any usable signal from outer space. First of all, we've only scanned perhaps 100 light years from the planet Earth in some detail. Our galaxy is 100,000 light years across, and galaxies are tens of millions of light years distant. So we've only scanned a small neighborhood of our galaxy. Second of all, we've only looked at frequencies near the frequency of hydrogen. That's silly. This goes back to the person who lost his key. A person who drops his key will often look next to a lamppost. But if you say to the man, why are you looking next to a lamppost? You dropped your key over there. The person will say, well, that's where the light is. There's no light over there. Therefore, I will look over here. We look at hydrogen frequencies because they are convenient. However, scientists don't think that these aliens will communicate at hydrogen frequencies. Perhaps they use laser technology. We've only barely begun to scan other frequencies. Therefore, we have to look at the broadband. Also, when you communicate across vast distances, we sometimes take a signal and chop it up. And then we send each piece, and it reforms at the other end. That's how the internet works. Email is chopped up, sent through various cities, and is reformed at the other end. But if you were to intercept one fragment of email, you'd get nonsense, gibberish, until it's reformed. Therefore, in outer space, they probably send signals not on one frequency, but perhaps on the entire spectrum, so that a passing star will not interrupt the entire signal. Then at the other end, they reassemble the signal. If you were to listen in on their signal, you would hear gibberish, nonsense. In other words, we could be in the middle of an intergalactic conversation and we wouldn't even know. Our technology is so primitive, we look on simply one frequency. Any advanced civilization will send messages across all frequencies in order to compensate for passing stars, passing stellar explosion, and static and interference. That's real science. However, scientists sometimes judge alien technology on the basis of what we can do, not on the basis of what a Type 3 civilization, millions of years more advanced than ours, can do.
For more information on these stories, please go to www.sdparanormal.com and the Paranormal News feed page. Don't forget, sign up for a free subscription to Paranormal News. Thanks for joining us today on Paranormal News. If you'd like to sponsor or advertise on Paranormal News, please send us an email at parax.news@aol.com. Or join us at paranormalnews.mypodcast.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Bonnie Vent.
Shadow government, strange rituals, new world
shadow
order,
government, strange
buried treasures,
new
planetary
world
mind control, military cover-ups,
shadow government, strange rituals, new world order, buried treasures, planetary mind control,
unidentified flying
objects,
presidential assassinations,
unidentified flying objects, presidential assassinations,
pyramids,
pyramids,
fascists,
cryptozoologists,
fascists,
apocalypse,
Out there. It's a strange world.
Visit outthereradio.net for more information.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
We got to get an update here, though, before we go any further with Mark. What's the score?
Well, I got the text from Bonnie, the official text.
Okay.
It's 4-1 Wings. The Red Wings are winning. Less than a minute left of the game, so it looks like the Wings are leading the series 3-2.
Oh.
Good for the Wings.
Yes, so that she's such a Red Wings fan, and she takes great pleasure in their successes.
Yeah.
And so that's... one of the reasons I'm sure she's not here today, but the it probably would have been her like running back and forth, you know, to and from the TV. It would have been more disruptive to the show than if she just stayed to watch it, because she is a big Red Wings fan, and I'm so happy for her and for them. And okay, Mark
Let's
Kimmel.
Let's move forward with this thing. Yeah.
Website www.cosmicparadigm.com. Of course, that's also where you can find Mark's Corner, the little blog that, mm-hmm. that Mark you keep putting up with these messages and these things that you're finding out. I am really interested in what this change is going to do for us.
Well, this change is going to be the biggest thing that has happened in the history of humanity. So let's get that out of the way right now. We're talking about change like we have never seen before. Certainly not in our lifetime, not in the lifetime of recorded history. Okay? So we're talking
wow.
about big change with a big C, H-A-N-G-E. Okay?
Wow.
So this is big. Okay? I mean, this is not just the kind of stuff we talk about in the How to better yourself books. All right, so we're talking about big change. Now, where this change comes from is twofold. Number one, Earth herself is changing. And we can see that happening by, you know, the global warming. If people think that just because we're burning a little bit of extra gasoline and that type of thing and polluting the atmosphere, we're changing the entire planet, they're crazy. The planet is so much bigger than that. She's changing herself. So let's go on. So what does this mean? All right, and we can come back to talk about the changes of Earth herself. First thing is going to be the first big thing we're going to experience is a lack of disease. Now, we have to understand that disease is something that is not normal to a planet like ours. It doesn't happen. So all this business about swine flu and all, we already know that swine flu is an engineered virus. Mm-hmm. All right? It's not natural. It's foreign to this planet. So the first thing we're going to see is in the new Earth, and let's call it the new Earth, there will be an absence of disease. Disease will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's point number one. Second point, food is going to be better. It's going to taste more delicious, and it will be a whole lot more nutritious because we're not going to be using any of the pesticides and all that kind of stuff on our food anymore. We're not going to need to. The third thing is that water is going to be pure because we will have done away with all the pollution. The fourth thing is that the climate is going to be very moderate, and the climate is going to moderate because we're going to go, instead of having the Earth rotate at a tilt, you know how it rotates, is it tilt?
Yes,
to the sun?
Yeah,
we get the seasons out of that. The ETs and their friends are going to go and stand the Earth up straight. It's going to be vertical in its axis. And that's going to produce a very nice, moderate climate all over the planet, all over the place. That's the way it used to be a million years ago.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so let's continue.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got a moderate climate. Now, that means that we don't have to go and struggle like in your area and in my area against these snowstorms and blizzards and all the stuff that goes on. And the people down on the Gulf Coast, that means you don't have any more hurricanes and tornadoes. So the weather becomes very, very nice. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, I mean, this stuff is good.
It sounds
good.
Like utopia.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, that's the way it is on these other planets, and they're kind of looking at us, and they're saying, how did you guys get so screwed up?
Well, especially here in Michigan, I mean, we have, you know, they always say if you want to come here, you know, you want seasons, you come to Michigan, because we have a whole smorgasbord of seasons here, which I can't stand it because it's just so much.
Oh, we have literally four wardrobes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and I like to ski, okay? And basically that's going to go away.
Okay. Well, so.
All right. So let's continue. Money. Okay. I think we're on point number, I don't know, five or six or something like that. Money is just going to be something that's available because once you do away with the pyramid of the folks up on top that are extremely wealthy, once you do away with the wealthy people, then you don't have any poor people.
Okay.
Stop and think about it.
Okay.
The reason that we've got this pyramid is because they're trying to make the money flow to the top. Well, if the money doesn't have to flow to the top, then we don't have any poor people. So basically, money will be available for everybody. And the rules are you can't lend it and you can't hoard it. It will expire. Money expires after a certain period of time. And so it's just something that's available.
They've already started
that. It's
just
available.
How is that?
They've actually already started that. The one thing that I can think of that works exactly like you're talking about, Mark, is medical savings plans.
Okay.
You save up for a whole year, and then at the end of the year, you've got to spend it, or it just goes away. It goes out of your account at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So use it or lose it, more or less.
Yes, it's use it or lose it.
Okay.
And that's really interesting. I like that.
Yeah. And there's no interest charges on money that you give to another person. You can't. Nobody can charge interest.
Well, what's the mob going to do? Mark,
hey,
you're
gonna right.
We're going to shut the mob down.
They're going to have to start reading and creating
things. Yeah, we're going to get to how this all comes about, which is almost as interesting as to what it's going to look like. Okay?
Okay, all right.
So, and then we're doing away totally with the extraction and burning of fossil fuels. Period.
Oh, thank heavens.
Well, that seems to be something that they're enthusiastically working on as we speak right now. That's kind of the scary thing, though, Mark. And I won't drag this out too long. But the automakers here in America, they're going green because we, in order to get that money, they got to go green. But that's why my point is right there. In order to get that money, in order to get more money for the company to have, right, to do whatever they're going to do with it, they want to go green. So we're talking, you've mentioned the money thing already. So it seems like there's a mix of the two right there as far as, well, there's the old school, but there's a new school.
Everyone's going to have to change the way they're thinking.
Well, yeah, of course. So
That's right.
I just thought that.
So, this is how this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. There is some technology that allows us to generate electricity totally without burning fossil fuels. So we can have electric cars, and all we do is just plug them in, and we get the power for nothing. For nothing. It doesn't cost anything to generate this power, this electricity. So, this begins to sound very utopian, except that that's the way it is on these other planets after they go through this transition.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing that goes away, and I think we're up to either 8 or 9 now, time goes away. Because time, if you stop and think about it, is measured by the seasons, and we'll have this daily rotation of night and day. We're not going to do away with that. But we're not going to have the seasons. We're not going to have the months and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. We're still going to have night and day, though. Because if the climate is going to change like that and the access and all that stuff, I mean, because in parts of the world, I mean, they have nighttime for months at a time and then it goes to daytime.
Right. So that just proves that people can adapt to rather extreme things. It sounds like adapting to these, Mark, though, all these points is going to be bliss. It's going to be phenomenal. We'll be able to.
Go ahead, Mark.
I mentioned I was down in Costa Rica recently. Okay. So the people down there, they live at a constant temperature of about 70 degrees plus or minus 5 all year round. That's just the way it is down there. Mm. It's really neat. And I said, I think this is the way it's going to be. And, they've got all this fruit hanging from the trees. They got mangoes and papayas and limes and lemons and all that stuff that grows down there. Everything grows. They can grow all kinds of vegetables and everything else. And they can harvest it any time of the year they want it. They don't have to just harvest it at one time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that solves the food problem, okay?
Okay.
So the final thing is that all of these structures, the structures and the belief systems and all that kind of thing, are all going to go away. And the structures I'm talking about are the government structures, the religious structures, and all that type of thing, which are all, once again, artificial. They all go away. So you wind up with a pretty interesting place to live.
Well, Mark, if I may...
Frankly, I'm looking forward to it.
If I may interject something, one of the people in the chat room, Steve, actually mentioned that he just kind of threw this out, so I just want to throw this out for conversation, too, in regards to time. Okay.
Yes.
And what he said was, time does not exist. Time is a human construct. What we perceive as time is actually the vector arm of entropy. Read the second law of thermodynamics. And I've often thought, just to put it simply, time itself, and I think that's kind of where we're getting with this anyways, is that time, it's something that we've created. It's humans.
I think, though, that what you mean is more along the lines of, for example, remember when you were, 7 and 8 years old and you were in first and second grade and then you had summer vacation from school?
Yeah.
Summers back then to me anyway, and I don't know, maybe I'm unique, seemed to last forever, right?
Yeah.
Right. And then as you go through and you grow up and then you've got more things to do and you've got friends and you've got vacations to take and you've got, part-time jobs and you've got,
full-time
jobs. And then eventually full-time jobs. It seems like summer just gets to be like it goes comes by in a blink of
an
eye.
Well, yeah, it's funny you mention that because I was just thinking, because we're bordering on summer right now. The weather's starting to get, well, it's trying to get a bit warmer.
It's really working out.
And I think about that every year. I'm like, well, the summer's only, because I don't really like summer anyways. I like it when it's cold outside and everybody's hiding in their houses. But when the summertime comes, I always say, well, it's only a couple of months.
See, I think that when wintertime comes.
It's only a couple of months, right? So, yeah, I mean. Well,
I knew I knew one of you was weird. I just didn't know which one.
I didn't mean to hit you. Go ahead, though. I just wanted to put that in there.
But, no, it's true. But those couple of months, what you meant by time is it just becomes, it just sort of going to happen.
Have you noticed that time is speeding up?
Yes.
Have you noticed that everybody I talk to, gee, where does the time go? I mean, we just had Sunday, but that was yesterday. You know, it's kind of like, where did the week go? Where does all this time go?
Everybody I talk to
says, Mark, time is just speeding up. And we're being told by our friendly ETs that, yes, that is part of this transition. Time speeds up. And that's part of what's going on.
Well, could this also be, when it comes to the big picture here, time speeding up? I mean, we have created things to make us move faster, to communicate faster. I mean, as we know, everything around us is just ridiculous. Everything is just, everything move, fast. And we work in the technology field, so we know. We're seeing this stuff every day. Could that also create this perception, though, at least for adults, right, that things are moving faster? Could this be part of the issue that, you know, time is moving faster?
Yeah, that could be. Okay, that's part of it, but I don't. Personally, I don't think that explains the whole thing.
Okay.
I just don't. I think there really is a factor here where time is moving much, much faster. Now, I want to bring up one more thing, and that is one additional sign of the transition. Okay?
Okay.
There are a number of our indigenous peoples around the world, the American Indians, the people from Central America, the people from Australia, people from Canada, all the indigenous peoples, and every one of them is now speaking out and saying, this is the time that has been foretold. You know, you got the Mayan calendar, mm-hmm. the 2012 thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's more than that. It's all of the shamans, all of their, leaders are all saying, this is the time, white man, wake up.
Interesting.
What, did we lose Mark? Mark, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I got a frog in my throat and I had to just do
it. No problem.
You know, those damn frogs, you just got to pull them up by the legs.
But that's interesting because I mean, even by what's on TV in October and even since then, you know, the Nostradamus movies, the Mayan prophecy movies, the new Nostradamus thing that Homie 3 was up, was talking about, that there's all these different things that all point to right about now. And I know a lot of people are trying to put their finger on, you know, predicting exactly when it happens, but the thing is something, it looks like something's going to happen. And,
yeah.
And I like the outcome, though, that the ETs are telling Mark is going to happen. I think that sounds like how, if I were to design a world, it sounds like how I would like to design it.
Well, the one thing that I'm concerned about, though, is you said that basically religions and governments and all these things, they're just going to go away. And it seems to me, I mean, this is just from my worldview, these infrastructures, you know. Well, for example, and this is what we hear on the news, which I don't really believe much of it, but, you know, we're in the Middle East trying to rebuild a government. You know, we're building a democracy out there. And how long have they been at this now? How many years have they been working on this thing? It's been, you know, a good chunk of this decade they've been working on this.
2002, right?
Yeah. It don't seem like they're getting much done out there. It seems like these infrastructures are so big.
No, it's because they're trying to put an infrastructure in place that goes and continues the wealth, the elitist paradigm.
Right.
And all the people in Iraq are smart enough to know, hey, you're screwing us. What are you trying to do here? You're taking away our oil, you know, and all this stuff. and you're just doing it for your own selfish purposes. So that's why they're fighting it so hard. They're not stupid.
Right.
You know that?
Sadly, the reason for governments is it all has to do with money and power and territory.
Now,
money,
so
territory,
now
and power.
If you've got a group of really highly evolved people, okay, that are coming from a selfless point of view, a point of love, what the hell do you need all these structures in place for? If people really, you know, treat each other like brothers and sisters and treat each other the right way with love and respect and peace, you do away with all these structures.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
As far as this change is concerned, though, especially with this ideology of, look, we're going to treat each other with respect, I mean, I don't know if we've really discussed this in depth. Is this going to be, it obviously can't happen overnight. I don't think that's good. It's impossible for that to happen overnight. Am I correct, Mark?
No, it's going to happen between now and 2012.
Okay, so we're talking about a few years.
That's why I say this change is capital, change. It's big. It's all going to change. It's going to be gut-wrenching for the people that resist it, and it's going to be absolutely wonderful for the people that go and flow with it.
Well, I'm trying to stay in the positive here. Yeah, I've been kind of pissy here for the last few months, I know. But, okay, I'm going to try to stay in the positive here. But you just said it's going to be absolutely gut-wrenching for the people who try to resist it. Well, what's going to happen to them if they just keep resisting it, Mark?
They're going to die.
Ugh. I mean, okay. I mean, I don't want to...
I mean, there are worse things, right?
Well, yeah.
You know, I happen to believe that, you know, I've incarnated on this planet probably a few thousand times, and as probably you folks, that like the two of you that are very awake, you've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
This is no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So you come back again.
Okay. All right. That was something
I say this in all honor to the two of you. The fact that you are going and putting stuff like me on the radio and all of your other guests, which are, I think, by and large, are probably pretty highly evolved people, means that you yourselves are pretty highly evolved. You're with it. You're not operating from fear. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. So, hey, the worst thing that could happen is you die and you come back another time.
Okay.
When you come back to a really neat place.
Well,
it's not all bad.
It sounds like an interesting place. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. The one message, and I posted it just last week, talks about a trifurcation. Trifurcation, all right? That means three split into three different parts.
Okay.
And so, again, the people that are really with it, that are functioning, you know, from the basis of love and all this kind of stuff, they get to stay here on the planet. The people that are asleep, well, they're going to be moved off to another planet where they'll wake up and think they've always lived there, and so have their ancestors, and they think, oh, this is just the way it's always been. And then the people that resist this, that are fighting it tooth and nail,
mm-hmm.
they get to leave also. And they get to go somewhere where they can just go and get along with themselves and others like them from all over the universe that have been trying to pull this stuff over everybody's eyes. And they get to kind of start at the bottom of the food chain.
Well, it sounds like they're just going to create another primordial Earth again. If you're going to put all the bad people in one space, they're just going to basically steal and stab and kill.
Not necessarily. I mean, look at Australia. Australia was a prison.
You're right.
A prison place. Now
it's one of the coolest
places. It's one of the coolest places ever with a wonderful history.
You heard anybody say, "Boy, Australia, that's BS. I hate that place. They're a bunch of idiots over there."
No,
I've never heard that before.
Everybody's like, "Oh my gosh, what a culture!"
Yeah, what
you
a
know?
Cool
and it's
place.
A relatively new culture. You know, other than
we're talking about people that get to start at the level of rocks,
right?
And work their way up.
Well, that's kind of boring.
Well, at first,
well, yeah,
but it gets more interesting after that.
But that's where they start and they work their way up. Okay.
Okay. Is this a?
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Go.
Well, no, I was going to add. I mean, is this a punishment of some sort, or is this hey, look, if you're not going to get with the program here, we got to put you somewhere else. Sorry.
No, that's because that's their energy level. You and I are all radiating an energy level here. It happens to be at this moment really positive and uplifting and all that type of thing. So we got a very high energy. The people that are in fear, that are really resisting it, have a very low, slow energy. And so like attracts like. And so they're going to wind up in a place where they're going to feel very comfortable because they're going to be in a very dense energy. And it's going to, you know, it's very, actually, it's what they're asking for by maintaining their energy so low.
Oh, okay.
And then the people that are asleep basically don't recognize they've got any energy, so they get to go somewhere until they can find out they do.
Okay, then. And that's a low vibration. We're talking about a low vibration. We talked about that several times here.
Low frequency. Think of it in terms of frequency. So we're vibrating a fairly high frequency. We're having fun. We're educating people. We're talking about very important, revelatory kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, immensely important to everybody. And we're doing it out of the goodness of our heart because that's what we want to do.
Well, we only got a couple seconds here, unfortunately. This is, you know, and as we've been kind of ramping up in this decade, I think Doug and I, we've talked about this several times about, and we've talked to a lot of people that said the same thing. You know, there's a change coming. Things are happening. You need, you know, be with this thing. You know, again, you got to get with the program here. And I think, you know, just looking around, I mean, every day I walk around, it's just that there's so many things that frustrate me. And I could go on for days about that. But there is a change happening. I truly believe there is a change happening. Whatever form it may come in, there is something going on. Doug, you have it.
And I think so too. And I'm very, very encouraged to hear Mark how they've described it to you. What the outcome is after the getting used to it part.
Yeah.
used to it part. You know.
Yeah. And this was like 10 different transmissions at the first of the year. So I just given you the summary. They describe it in this beautiful language. It's just wonderful. And again, that's on Mark's Corner at CosmicParadigm.com.
Yes, I want people to go visit that. And I also want to urge people to go to, you know, Amazon or whatever. Look up Trillion, Decimal, Creating the Cosmic Paradigm, and One, because your writings have truly opened up our eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I know that.
It's always cool to have you come back here and join us, too, and talk about this stuff, Mark.
Well, and, you know, this is happening so fast, this transition, that we need to keep in touch because there could be some very amazing things happen here within the next few months.
And we always do. We'll definitely keep in touch, Mark. Hang on the line, though, for one thing. We do have to go to break, unfortunately. Thank you again for joining us, Mark. We can't thank you enough. You dropped on, come on the show again. And you were right here with us, so we really appreciate that.
It has been my great pleasure. Thank you again.
Hang on the line for one thing. Don't leave us.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Excellent. Of course, CosmicParadigm.com, and the books are Trillion, Decimal, Creating the Cosmic Paradigm, and One. Mark Kimmel gave us a lot to think about and a lot to look forward to. Do you know, I wanted to burst out, Scott, a couple times and tell you where I think I'll live in the new Earth. But anyway, we'll talk about that, you know, on break. Coming up next, Oliver
Williams is going to be joining us. We're good to go. We're good to go here. There was, I told you before the show, there was some chaos, but we got it settled down, so we're going to be talking to Oliver for sure.
And I noticed that, of course, he talks about John Teeter, johnteeter.com, and there's an interesting similarity that I noticed in what Mark was talking about and what John talks about in some of his writings on that board. John Teeter is supposedly from, 2036?
Uh-huh.
So he may already know, and there's a similarity, but we'll talk about that with Oliver in the next hour. So everybody, listen to this. This is all independent music on Ghostly Talk. I want you to listen to the independent music, get used to it, love independent music, because eventually that's all we're going to have. And and I really dig that. Coming up next, Oliver Williams.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.